From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Berg reporting. The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution that would identify those who have used chlorine and other toxic chemicals in attacks in Syria. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports that while there is an international organization tasked with establishing whether such weapons have been used, it does not have the authority to say who used them in Syria.
The resolution sets up a team of experts to determine who perpetrated, organized, or sponsored attacks using chlorine and other toxic weapons. Until now, the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog, known as the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, has only been authorized to determine chemicals were used, but not by whom. In 2013, Syria agreed to declare and have international monitors destroy its chemical weapons stockpile. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the OPCW Director General now have 20 days to give the Security Council recommendations for assembling the team. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing at an Afghan police academy in Kabul Friday. Police report the attack killed at least 27 people and wounded more than 25 others. An Afghan police official says the bomber was wearing a police uniform and mixed in with a crowd of students returning from a break. The attack came just hours after a huge truck bomb blew up near an army compound in Kabul close to a residential neighborhood. That blast killed at least 15 people and wounded around 240 and damaged a number of homes, that is. Most of the victims were civilians. No one has taken responsibility for that bombing. This is VOA News. A key senatorial ally of President Obama's, New York Senator Charles Schumer, has announced he will not support the nuclear deal that the United States and five other countries reached with Iran. In a statement issued late Thursday, Schumer said that after deep study, careful thought, and considerable soul-searching, he decided he has to oppose the agreement and will vote yes on a motion of disapproval. At the White House Friday, spokesman Josh Earnest said the news was not a surprise and President Obama is confident the plan will pass.
That's why I would describe this as an announcement that was not particularly surprising to anybody here at the White House, even if it was disappointing.
Schumer, one of the top Jewish lawmakers in the United States, released the statement shortly after another influential Jewish Democrat, Representative Elliot Engel of New York, announced his opposition to the deal. The plan does face stiff opposition from the Republican-controlled Congress. President Obama has vowed to veto any legislation that does not approve the deal. The U.S. Department of Defense says a computer hack into the Pentagon's Joint Chiefs of Staff email network has all the hallmarks of a state-sponsored attack. The attack occurred around July 25th, causing a shutdown that is ongoing. The Pentagon says that it took the most conservative approach when responding to the intrusion, which was to bring the network completely down in order to make the necessary fixes to it. U.S. media have been reporting that hackers who penetrated the email network are based in Russia. However, a Pentagon official close to the situation told VOA Friday, "We don't know who did it." The attack affected about 4,000 military and civilian personnel. U.S. officials recently confirmed that around 21 million U.S. government employees, contractors, and others had personal information compromised in two other cyber attacks that are suspected to have originated in China. A gang of about six men armed with machetes and cleavers hacked an atheist blogger to death in Bangladesh on Friday. This is the fourth such murder of a secular writer in the South Asian nation since the beginning of the year. 40-year-old Niloy Chakrabarty, who was known for his atheist views, was killed at his home around noon in Dhaka. The U.S. Labor Department says that employers added 215,000 jobs last month. That's the third consecutive month of job gains above 200,000, following weaker-than-expected job growth earlier in the year. The unemployment rate held steady at 5.3%. The jobs increase could put pressure on the Federal Reserve to start raising interest rates. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.